anybody can talk about wine. But what you're about to experience is a grape encounter. This week, we'll take you into a historic wine country mud bath for a totally decadent experience. Be careful not to get mud on the microphone. Then, after bubbling away every ounce of stress in a natural hot springs bath, it's a wild animal wine country safari, grape encounter style. Please keep the winos away from the rhinos. Grape Encounters Radio is brought to you by EpicStyle.com, featuring the world's most incredible selection of accessories and innovations for wine lovers. And now, it's time to experience wine in a totally different way with your host, David Wilson.
There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait. You gotta get a little mud on the time.
Okay, so Grape Encounters Radio has taken me to a lot of strange places, but I have to tell you that I think I may be in, well, it's not the strangest place of all, but one of the strangest conditions of all, as this week's episode takes us to Dr. Wilkinson's Hot Springs Resort in Calistoga, California, where I have just slipped my unclothed body into what looks like, well, something that is a cross between quicksand and mud. And standing with me, my spa attendant is Enrique. Enrique has, he asked me to please shower off, and I did that. We did not actually record that part because I don't want anybody to see me naked on the radio. But anyway, we've slipped into this mud bath, and tell us what's in here. I mean, it's got a strange smell, and it's so thick, it's hard to get out of this, right?
Yeah, it is. Basically, it's a mixture of Canadian peat moss and volcanic ash, local from here from Mount Salina. And here we mix it up with water from the springs. And basically what it does, the mud is going to open your pores and gets all the toxins out of your body, because all the heat penetrates your muscles. And it also helps when any sore muscle to destrain it and makes your blood circulation run any better.
So are there people that come here often to do this, maybe locals especially?
Yeah, especially also famous people like Joe Montana and a lot of other people have come often here.
Have there been any famous, beautiful, let's say, actresses that I've shared this mud with?
Maybe another side of the lady's side.
So this is not co-ed here?
Yeah, it's not.
I was worried about that, you know. I was kind of being a little bit on the shy side, but the women are on the other side then.
Yeah, that's correct. Guys on one side and ladies on the other side.
Okay, so the best I'm going to do is maybe be in Joe Montana's mud.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so let's talk about the spa for a minute. It's been around for a very long time. You guys are celebrating an anniversary this year, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And that's what, 60 years?
60 years, I believe.
Wow.
This is one of the oldest places here in town. It's famous because it's been so long and a lot of people come often.
Let's talk about the hot springs water for a second, because there are natural hot springs all over this valley, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And Calistoga is famous for them. In fact, there are geysers really nearby here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so there's a lot of geothermal activity. And here at the resort, there are also baths that are fed by these actual hot springs waters as well.
Yeah, that's correct.
And what's the difference? Is the water different than what somebody would get out of their own shower or bath at their own home?
Yeah, because this water has minerals and sulfur from the springs, and it comes all natural heat at like 180 from underground.
So are you saying that this is all heated by the natural heat of the geothermal springs?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so I got to tell you, obviously this is radio and you can't see me, and there's no way that I would want you to see me the way that I am right now. This is not glamorous, right? until after you get out, and then you feel like $1 million, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What do people say after they get through the whole treatment?
Once you get out, you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and they just want to try it again.
Do some people say, no, I'm not getting in there?
Yeah, some people do.
And then you put a really cold rag over every person that's in here's head, because it's incredibly hot. That's to cool you down, right?
Yeah, exactly. That you don't overheat yourself, and also we provide you with water and a facial mask that is made of volcanic ash and clay. It helps open your facial pores.
So I'll be in the mud for 15, 20 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I got to shower off, and that's going to be one heck of a mess, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to take you a little time to get all the mud out of your body, but eventually get everything out.
Eventually, like 6 weeks later, you're still finding it in your pores. This is David Wilson. We are at Dr. Wilkinson's Hot Springs Resort, where they have more than hot springs. They have these incredible beautiful mud baths. That's where I am right now. I'm going to be in here cooking just a little bit longer. Okay, so this has a pretty strong smell to it. I mean, it's not offensive, but it's kind of, the best I can say is it's a smell that's kind of like working out in the garden, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the peat, right?
Yeah, that's the sulfur from the peat moss and the volcanic ash as well.
So when you go home at night, can you still smell that in your head?
Probably, I got used to it, but sometimes I do smell. My friends told me that they still smell.
They smell it on you, right? Yeah, it's kind of like going into a Subway sandwich shop, you know, the smell of the bread just sticks to your clothes, but this is a very different smell. All right, Enrique, I appreciate it, and so I'm going to sit in here and cook a little bit longer, and really, it is like cooking, because it's like a slow cooker.
Exactly.
That's what it's like, and then after that, I'm hopping into the whirlpool, then the steam room, and then I'm getting me a mighty fine massage right here at Dr. Wilkinson's Hot Springs Resort.
This is Grape Encounters Radio. Now, here's David.
I have managed to get myself out of the quicksand mud. Actually, it's not quicksand mud, but it's. Let's talk about that again. Enrique is the spa attendant here, and it's a mixture of local peat, volcanic ash, this water that comes from under the ground that's almost like 200 degrees, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's when you get out, it's the dirtiest you'll ever feel in your entire life, right?
Yeah, exactly. It will bring you a lot of memory when you were a child.
And then you've prepared this bath. You can hear the bubbling. And tell us what I'm sitting in right now, because it's not just water.
Basically, we call it a whirlpool. And it's some water from the springs. And we add a little bit of lavender salt so it can smell better.
Does the water naturally smell a little sulfury?
Yeah, it does, because of the sulfur from the spring.
It has a pretty high sulfur content.
Yeah.
And that's good for you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what happens is that you get in the mud, and it really opens up your pores, right?
Yeah.
It pulls out all the toxins. And now when you get into this bath, are your pores still open?
Yeah, they are. And basically what the water is doing, going through your pores, it gets everything out just in case there's something left over.
And maybe gets the rest of the peat from places that you really don't want it. I'm not going to be graphic, but I think I'm going to be discovering peat and mud and volcanic ash for a while now, maybe the next couple of days. Oh, where'd that come from? No, I think maybe by the time we're done in here, that probably would get rid of the rest of it.
Yeah, it will, for sure. You will see after you get out the water more dirty than it was before.
Okay, so it's 10 minutes in here.
Yeah.
And then it's to the steam room, right? Or do we shower again?
You can get a quick shower just to kind of cool down a little bit your body, and then to the natural spring, it's all natural steam from the springs.
I'm ready for the massage now.
Ready?
Yeah. I wish I could show you pictures of what we're doing here, but this is probably the least glamorous I've ever been in my entire life, so we're just going to skip that. But we are at Dr. Wilkinson's. That is in Calistoga. This is one of the first spas that was here, if not the first, wasn't it?
One of the oldest.
One of the oldest, and it hasn't changed a lot, right?
No, everything's still the same old back as it was back in the day.
You know, it's an old-style resort, but I think you would really enjoy it. The rooms are quite nice. There are pools all over the place that you can dip in, and of course they've got wonderful spa treatments here, but it'll take you back. It's been kept pretty true to what it was when Dr. Wilkinson started all of this many years ago, so you definitely want to check it out. It's a great, low-key, fun experience, right?
Yeah, basically it is.
Unpretentious.
Exactly.
Unpretentious, but, well, I don't know. If sitting in mud and getting a massage is unpretentious, then it's unpretentious. Anyway, my thanks again to my attendant, Enrique, who is now, I guess, going to show me where to go next. We'll take you there as well on Grape Encounters Radio. So there are certain places I didn't take you because of the fact that I just don't want you to see or even hear me a certain way. You know, I don't like to do the show without the proper attire on. So we didn't go into the whirlpool with the microphones. We also didn't go into the steam room. And then the massage, I just wanted to enjoy all by myself. But now I'm sitting with the person who runs this place, the namesake of Dr. Wilkinson's Hot Springs Resort, Mark Wilkinson. It was your dad, right?
Absolutely, David. My dad came to Calistoga in 1946.
And so we were talking about this earlier. In those days, it wasn't about wine here.
Not at all. The Napa Valley, there were lots of prune orchards, apples, essentially prunes, lots and lots of prune orchards.
So this resort is now celebrating an anniversary.
60 years.
Is it relatively the same? I mean, have you kept it pretty true to its original form?
We've kept our original style. Obviously, we've remodeled and made changes throughout these 60 years.
Right.
But we've kind of stuck with our same formula. As far as the mud treatment, it's exactly the same as my father concocted 60 years ago.
That was his formula.
That was his formula, yes.
And you don't mess with Dad's formula.
We don't mess with Dad's formula. And people ask me where we, you know, saved the formula. And it's in my sister and my head.
So it's kind of like the Kentucky Fried Chicken formula,
it's,
huh?
It's been compared to the Colonel's recipe.
Are there 11 herbs and spices in the mud by chance? You're not going to tell me, are you?
No, no way.
It's David Wilson with Grape Encounters Radio. My guest is Mark Wilkinson, who runs Dr. Wilkinson's Hot Springs. We'll be back with more Grape Encounters after this. Now, there is one wine-related thing that you must do that will never be a mistake, and that is to spend a little time online and visit epicstyle.com. I talk about Epic Style every single week, and I don't get tired of going over and visiting the website because I can tell you they add literally hundreds of products all the time. There are thousands and thousands of amazing gadgets, gizmos, goodies, and accessories that are designed for wine lovers like you and me. And if you don't drink at all, go there anyway, because it's really all about the lifestyle. And when it comes to lifestyle, nobody has more style than epicstyle.com. There's a purely magical connection between wine and music that is simply undeniable, and no one captures that magic better than former Bad Company bass player Paul Cullen. Paul's private label, California Made Wines, are the perfect companion to his cool and imaginative acoustic jazz, or your favorite wine-drinking music. I love Paul's wines and equally enjoy seeing others discover them. Sonata Rosso is a lush fusion of Syrah, Zinfandel, and Cab Franc. Sonata Bianco is a crisp, bright Sauvignon Blanc with a splash of Chardonnay. Sonata Rosé is a blush showstopper. Nicely priced and accessible online at paulcullen.com, you really can't miss with these imaginative wines and Paul's infectious jazz. Uncorked and unplugged. Experience the music and discover Paul Cullen's exceptional wines at paulcullen.net. When it comes to the connection between wine, music, and even food, no one captures the magic better than Paul Cullen at paulcullen.com. And we're lucky to have on the line Keith Sarlos from Sarlos and Sons. And Keith, I just wanted to get you here and have you tell us a little bit about what's new at Sarlos and Sons wine-wise.
Well, what's new at Sarlos and Sons? Well, really soon we'll be sharing our Grenache, 100% Grenache, all grown by us. We're also going to be sharing our Honor and Prepare, which is 100% Petite Syrah, a very big, awesome wine. I love introducing people to it. It's kind of the uncut raw, it's the director's cut, if you will, of our wine. We're also going to be releasing our rosé for the hot summer months, the Heartbeat, and getting ready to bottle quite a few different whites. I mean, it's a pretty exciting time around the winery.
So check it out at sarlosandsons.com. I guarantee you, if you go there often, you'll see a lot of changes, a lot of exciting new wines, and there's nothing that comes out of Sarlos and Sons that isn't absolutely fine. Hey, thanks, Keith, for being with us. And
thank you.
Watch out for our listeners and take good care of them.
We will. Always do.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party?
And your Grape Encounter continues. It's David Wilson with the person who runs this place, Mark Wilkinson. Now, do you take mud baths here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Often?
I probably get in every couple of weeks or so.
Because your skin looks great.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I'm a firm believer in what we do. And so I make a point of getting in every other week or so for the whole treatment with massage.
So take me back to when you were a kid, your dad had concocted this miraculous mud, and of course you had the natural hot springs here, which was really cool.
Actually really hot.
Well, you know what I'm saying, but cool in a hot sort of way. You know, it's like good and bad. So I can certainly understand people being drawn to the hot springs. The mud's a little different thing. It smells kind of funny.
Yeah.
It feels kind of weird.
It certainly is different.
But when you're in it, you probably want out of it.
Initially, sometimes that's the reaction.
It's like, it's a little claustrophobic even.
That can happen too.
But then, when you rinse off, it's like,
Hallelujah. Yes. It's beautiful. It's a great feeling.
It really is. And what I tell people, too, is the second visit is even more relaxing because you don't have all the preconceptions as to what you're going to be doing, how it's going to feel, and what have you. So you are able to even further relax on the second visit.
Well, I was a kid who grew up on a farm, and so I got pretty dirty.
Yeah, you got very dirty.
But today was the dirtiest I've ever been in my entire life.
Well, that's a good dirt, though.
Yeah.
That's a good dirt.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had that much dirt on me in my entire life.
Well, but there's a first time for everything.
But it does. So. I mean, I do. I feel terrific. I did that. And the process is pretty neat. You go in the mud.
You start
then
with
you
the
go,
mud.
You take a shower.
Absolutely.
A long shower.
A long shower. I tell people we really don't sell mud baths. We sell showers.
And you could probably, a lot of people probably take some of that mud home with them and don't realize that they do.
It's possible.
I found some after the third shower still. So
it's possible.
In the belly button, stuff like that.
It's entirely possible.
Okay, so then you shower, then you're into the whirlpool.
Yep.
And then after that, you're into the steam.
Natural mineral steam room for a while.
And you can shower in between all of these if you want to.
Of course.
And then they wrap you in blankets to actually cool you down, which is they make a little cocoon to cool you.
Exactly, yeah.
I didn't understand how that worked, but it did work.
Yeah, it does. It's basically kind of a slow cool down process because your body is definitely warmed up. Your circulatory system is really revved up. So it's nice to have that little nap period of time where you can kind of slowly cool down. And then, of course, go ahead and have a massage afterwards.
Oh, and the massage was intense.
Yeah, thank you.
He said, how deep can I go? And I go, as hard as you want.
I believe we've got a great massage therapist staff. Being old school, a full session is 60 minutes. If we say 60 minutes, we mean 60 minutes.
So. Yeah, he spared no pressure. In fact, I think my walker's right outside the door now. No. It was really good. I felt like $1 million.
Good.
Yeah, so it was terrific. So I thought the whole experience gets an A+.
Thank you so much. Did you enjoy the hotel?
I did. Yes, I did.
Good. Did you have a chance to hit one of the mineral water pools, indoor pool?
Unfortunately, I did not because I've been on such a crazy schedule, so I didn't get to do that.
Well, you'll have to do that next time.
I'd love to do that next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, who knows? Maybe I'll slide by here tomorrow and jump in or something.
Jump in. If I see somebody diving into the water and it looks like you, I'll say, there he is again.
Do you love what you do?
I do.
It's a cool legacy to carry on, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's something that, I almost graduated from Cal Berkeley, but I decided to take a trimester off from college, and this is many years ago, and come up and work with mother and father. And, well, I never went back. I enjoyed what we do. I enjoyed the...
So were you schlepping mud in those days?
Oh, I've done everything around here.
You've done all the jobs.
Everything. You know, people will sometimes think that I sit in my ivory tower a little more than I used to. But people think, especially new staff members, are shocked when I can walk in and prepare a mud bath, prime the well, fold the towels... Pull the weeds.
Step aside, kid.
That's it.
Let me show you how this is done.
Right. When it's a family business, you start. People ask me also how long you've been doing this. I said, since I was about 3 years old.
You know what I love about this place? And every time I've ever come up here and driven past, it's got that old, nostalgic, I want to say Route 66 kind of look. But how do you describe that?
I refer to it as mid-century modern look.
Yeah.
We have our 1952 neon sign up there.
And that's the original.
That is the original sign. And we have no intentions of ever changing that sign. I don't know if you noticed the 52 Buick parked out in the front.
Yeah.
That was the family car.
Really?
Yes. And so we bring that out on the weekends.
And because the place is so historic, people pay a lot of attention to it, don't they? It's like they say that it's one of those places you got to check out when you go to Calistoga.
Well, I feel that they do and they should. And it truly is Calistoga's landmark hot springs resort. We're the longest family-owned resort in town, 60 years. And
to explain how good it is, it was 60 years ago the place and the reason that you came to the area was to come to places like this.
Exactly.
There was no wine to supplement the journey.
Wine wasn't the issue in those days.
It was all about, health and rejuvenation and
exactly.
that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So wine is really just a bonus.
Well, it's dessert, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, a little both is good, too. But you don't drink a lot of wine and then get into that mud bath.
No.
That's not a good idea.
Do the mud first, drink lots of water, and then go out and drink the wine.
Okay, yeah, which is exactly what I am now going to do. I really appreciate it, Mark, you having me here. Your hospitality has been absolutely great. And I'll tell anybody... from any place, if you're listening to us on the East Coast. And by the way, I've run into, on this trip, a lot of people from the East Coast. A lot of people come out here. This is a great launch pad. If you're coming to the California Wine Country, check out Dr. Wilkinson's Hot Spring Resort. It's very It's very, very comfortable place to stay. They've got cool treatments here. Good stuff to do here on the property, but very centrally located to everything else that you want to do. So I can give it my two thumbs up and all of my toes up as well.
Oh, can't you do three?
When I was very young, Mom and Dad had that removed.
Oh, I got you. We'll take the two.
It's Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson, and my guest has been Mark Wilkinson, who runs Dr. Wilkinson's Hot Springs Resort here in downtown Calistoga. And you can check him out at drwilkinsons.com. We'll be back with more Grape Encounters after this.
Tired of being caught unprepared? Want to be a good scout? That's what we thought. With Napkin by JNC Enterprises, you can be Johnny on the spot and be prepared for unexpected messes. The Napkin is one very clever product. These little beauties are barely the size of a small breath mint, but they come to life as a durable, convenient, and sturdy hand towel with just a few drops of water. You'll want to keep a supply of napkins everywhere you would keep a hand towel, paper towel, wash rag, or moist towelette. Napkin is all of these things in one very compact little tablet. Use it to wipe greasy hands, remove makeup, and even to entertain dinner guests. You never know when Napkin will come in handy. Get Napkin at NapkinJNC.com. It's completely eco-friendly and made of 100% recycled paper. Clean your environment and keep the environment clean with Napkin from NapkinJNC.com.
One of these days, I'm going to get in trouble for picking on pretentious people. Who knows, you know, I may go home one night, pull back the covers, and find a turned-up nose in my bed. Look, if you're a wine lover who really is put off by pretentiousness, if you want to discover more ways to have fun with fermented fruit, if you're always looking for new wine-related adventures and discoveries, then check out GrapeEncounters.com. GrapeEncounters.com has a huge library of audio adventures covering topics you're just not going to hear anyplace else. It's fun, fascinating, and it's free. Hey, there's something funny about this wine. So join us at the corner of fermented and demented. It's GrapeEncounters.com. Come on, give us a taste. When it comes to wine, it's the most fun that you can have without turning your feet purple. GrapeEncounters.com.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle.
Okay, we have taken the Grape Encounters microphones to some of the strangest places on Earth. We always, always make sure that there's a wine-related theme. But I'm going to say that this may be one of the stranger places that we've taken you and got away with the wine theme, because we are at Safari West, and it's in Sonoma County, and I have two guides with me, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
This is Danny Cusimano, and Leslie's a little down below there. That's Leslie Thalman.
Now, when Danny says that Leslie's down below, he really means that, by the way, because we're in a rig that, I guess this is a Dodge Power Wagon.
A Dodge Power Wagon, yeah.
How high up are we? About like 12 feet up?
That sounds about right.
We're on a platform that's built way up on top of this rig, and it's, you know, like something that you would see in a safari film, but we are now starting to make an excursion around the property and have already passed a number of antelope, giraffe, but here's the wine twist, okay? We are sipping on wine, and even though we're in Sonoma County, we're sipping on wine that comes from where, Danny?
From South Africa.
South Africa, because you couldn't get any good wines here.
Yeah, well, nothing good enough for us.
Okay. But keeping in theme, right?
Yeah, everything's conservation-based. So the wineries we pick, a lot of the proceeds will go to conservation of endangered species or rescued animals.
So wine plays very prominently into a lot of the programs that you have here, or some of the programs that you have here.
Some of the programs. Everybody likes to come to Napa and Sonoma to do wine-related things, and we want to bring them out here to see something that we can offer that they probably wouldn't get down in Napa Valley.
And if they come here and they're just drinking soda, they would go through withdrawals, I would imagine, too.
Well, of course. We don't want guests with withdrawals on our tours.
Okay, so tell me about the property. How much acreage is here? How many animals are here? Whew. Who comes here?
Well, we got about 400 acres, upwards to 700 animals, mammals and birds. Everything, well, just about everything's pretty dang exotic. And who comes here? Everybody comes here. We get guests from around the world.
Really?
Well, yeah, we're a bit cheaper than Africa, and you don't need to get the shots.
You're cheaper than Africa. Well, that is unless you stay in town.
Well, yeah.
Okay. That's all relative. But you can actually stay here, right?
Yeah, we have a wonderful tent camp modeled after safari parks in Africa, which is luxurious. It's certainly not camping. Everything's furnished. A lot of the woodwork was done here. The beds come from Vegas.
I don't know that a lot of people are familiar with the tent camps. When you say tent camps, somebody gets the impression of canvas that's held to the ground by stakes.
Right,
that's
a bit
not
of a
at all. That's
camp.
Not at all what we're talking about.
No, so, it's a complete wooden structure, wooden skeleton frame and floor, and canvas walls and ceilings, which is, again, beautifully furnished inside.
So it's private, but don't make a lot of noise at night.
Well, yeah. Everything else will make a lot of noise at night.
Okay, so if you snore, probably the sound of the animals will cover that up.
Yeah, well, we got lemurs, flamingos, monkeys. Everything's making a whole lot of noise, and you can blame it on them.
Is it noisier at night than in the afternoon?
You get a lot of noise at, say, dawn, just as in the wee hours of the morning.
As the animals are waking up.
Mm-hmm. Well, waking up, becoming active, we'll say.
All right, so talk to me for a second about the wine. Well, I guess you'd call them wine safaris, right?
Yeah, well, of course, our funny little twist on the name, we call them winos and rhinos. So the idea is we have our rhinos out here, and we'll drive you by and pour some wine. You can watch the rhinos as they probably lay around and enjoy life, and hear one of us safari guides give you the spiel on what they're all about, if you care to listen to us, or you can just, you know, drink the wine.
And nod your head appreciatively.
Sure.
Yeah.
We all appreciate that.
So let's talk about where we are.
We're technically in Santa Rosa, which is in Sonoma County.
Okay, but it just seemed like Napa was just a few miles away.
It's a hop, a skip, and a jump. There's a line on the road that says you're now in Sonoma County.
So we crossed over. I didn't realize we did, but I came over from Calistoga, and it was really just a matter of minutes from there. So Calistoga, really very much in the thick of things in the Napa Valley. And so we headed into the hills, a little bit of a windy road. But before you know it, you're at Safari West. And again, you have these wine, it's winos and rhinos.
Winos and rhinos, yeah.
And you and most of the people like to climb up here on top.
Yeah, people love being on the top.
They want to be on top.
Yeah, which, you know, if you're the driver down below and you have a bunch of people with glasses of wine in your hand, that could be a whole lot of
fun.
How
many times do you get spilled on down there? Do you ever intentionally go over bumps with your tongue out? It's not a bad idea, though.
We have to enjoy our jobs, too.
All right. Well, you know, you can feel free to drive at any time. The noise of the vehicle is not going to disturb our conversation.
As long as we're talking about the winos and rhinos, we should get to the rhinos, right?
Okay, yeah. And I see ostriches ahead, right?
Yes.
All right. So winos and rhinos, you come here, you you drink wine for how many hours?
Well, that all depends on you. A lot
I'm
of people
trying to
come
focus
here
on
after.
The, I'm, yeah, I'm trying sure. to focus on the important stuff here for a second. No.
A lot of people come after wine tasting in Napa or Sonoma, and they'll come here and round off the day, which is always fun for us. But you'll be out on the drive with a couple of bottles of wine for up to 2 hours.
And that's unlimited pours?
No. We don't want people hammered up on the top seat around wild animals. So you get a limited number of bottles, but usually people come off it feeling pretty good.
Now, what's really cool about where we're at is we're literally almost eye level to the giraffes, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we just were, yeah.
And I, yeah, which, by the way, I got a great photograph.
Oh, good.
The giraffe. And I think that she liked me. Or was it a he?
That was a he. You're attracting all sorts, huh?
Now, we've covered about how much acreage right now?
12 acres.
Because you said 400 acres,
400
right?
We have, yeah.
So that's like about 2 miles around, right?
That sounds about right.
You don't really know, do you?
I have an idea of how long it takes me to get through this preserve and how long it takes me to go 2 miles.
Well, it takes more time to open and close the gates, I think, more than anything.
Unfortunately, yes.
Need a little clicker for that. How long?
We watched Jurassic Park too many times to trust that.
Are there actually dinosaurs here as well?
Well, it depends on your classification of dinosaurs. Birds in the same category called archosaurs, we have plenty of them.
Oh, you do? Like, for instance?
For instance, we're looking at 4 ostrich right here. Are you telling me this doesn't look quite like a dinosaur?
Well, You make a pretty good point there.
Again, being conservation-based, I'll point out the white antelope on your right. Those are extinct in the wild.
The ones that I'm looking at right here?
Yes.
And so how? I guess the big question is, how do all of these animals wind up here? How do you acquire the animals?
Most of everything's born and bred in captivity.
Ah, that's a rhino.
That's two rhinos.
That's two rhinos. I don't think I've ever been this close to a rhino before.
They're incredible.
How many rhinos do you have here?
Those two.
Just those?
Yep.
Friendly?
If you're the keeper, if they recognize you, associate you with bringing food and water and clean up after them, they're probably the sweetest animals on our property.
And if I went in there?
Then you would have a poor day.
Really?
Well, I'll tell you. They
would charge me. What if I had wine in my hand? Would that slow them down?
It'd slow you down.
I love it. Okay. Can we get out of here now?
You're afraid of them?
Well,
I'm
afraid of what you guys are telling me. Yeah, that's for sure.
Really incredible animals, though. As lazy as they look right now, they can run about 30 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fast, right?
Yeah, they can. Those two weigh over 6,000 pounds, can run 30 miles an hour. That's not really a stoppable force.
They could do some damage.
Do a lot of damage. That's why they exist in the wild without predators.
Oh, so they have no enemies.
Not really. Occasionally, but nothing's 100%.
What am I seeing over here? They look like turkeys. Wild
they
turkeys.
They are turkeys.
Really?
No. Wild turkeys better than
See, that's good. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Wow. Now, around Thanksgiving time...
I guess...
I take it you don't thin out the population during Thanksgiving time.
Not personally.
Somebody does, yeah. Actually, though, in this region, you do have a lot of wild turkeys that do actually live here,
yeah,
don't you?
People hunt them. It's good meat.
Gobble, gobble.
I am thankful that we are all here to feast on this dead bird.
Ew!
Okay, so we've just come through this magnificent area. I don't know what it's called, but it is full of zebra, which were beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Of course, yeah.
And now we've stopped. We are at the bottom of, I guess this is a man-made lake here.
Mm-hmm.
What's amazing is that some of the local animals have, I guess they've busted their way into here, right?
Hopped the fence line, sure.
And they're taking part in all the goodies and festivities here. Now, while they're doing that, we just got another glass of wine.
Right.
Which is a local wine. And tell me about this one, because this is kind of interesting.
It's a Sonoma County wine called the Loyal Companion. And we chose this one not only because it's a Sonoma County wine and we like to support the local vineyards, but the proceeds for this one go to rescue dogs. So dogs that are often either abandoned or injured, and they not only go in and get shelter and treatment, but they're often adopted by people that are interested in...
That's getting to be a more and more popular thing, isn't it, for winemakers to take some of the proceeds and give them to their pet charity. And a lot of times it is exactly that, a pet charity.
Right. Well, of course, a lot of the vineyards out here, a lot of those owners have dogs of their own. They have their pets of their own. And everybody's sympathetic when they see a dog limping along the roadside. And you figure you can go and get a pure breed, or you can take something in that really needs a home. And that's certainly up on the rise. Leslie just reminded me. We have four dogs on the property that the owners keep, and they're all shelter dogs. So
well, they got a lot. I hate to tell you, they got a lot more than four dogs. They got,
well, sure.
What are you talking about?
Well, these ones roam their house.
Four dogs and 700 other
exotic animals.
Almost dogs, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of pets.
Yeah, a bit.
Is that hard to get a permit to do that?
I imagine so. I certainly don't have one.
How do you walk in and go, listen, you know what? We want to have 700 animals on the property, and we want to drive people around on the roof of a, what do you call this again?
A Dodge Power Wagon.
A Dodge Power Wagon.
Built for the Korean War, no less.
Strapped in, holding a glass of wine and taking pictures. And you got that approved.
Well, you know, the Langs, Peter and Nancy Lang, those are our owners. They live here on the property. They have unique backgrounds that kind of make sense. Peter growing up around exotics. His father was a producer, did things like Flipper and what was it, Hatari, which is all exotic animals. So Peter would tell you stories of raising lion cubs.
What's Hatari? Do you mean Doctari?
Doctari, is that it, Les? There you go.
Yeah, see, you're a little too young for that.
I am.
Yeah, Doctari. I could even sing the song.
Well, why don't you?
I will. It went, Doctari, just like that.
Beautiful.
Everybody sang that, except you were too young.
I was a bit young.
All right, so he was the producer of that?
His father.
Oh, his father. Okay. Yeah. All right, makes sense now.
He grew up in that environment, had a ranch environment, so a ranch and exotics. That's what we are, right?
Yeah.
And Nancy got her doctorate in ornithology, focused a lot on conservation, talked at the local colleges, taught at the local colleges, worked as a curator at San Francisco Zoo. So when you look at both of their backgrounds, this makes sense.
So they've got it down.
Yeah.
So tell me, if somebody wants to know more about this property, where do they go? Website?
Yes, we do. SafariWest.com.
And there you can find out how to rent the tents.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really tents, gang. They look like cabins, and they're really extraordinarily cute. They stair-step down the hillside, and they're just quaint and really beautiful and pretty luxurious inside as well.
Hell yeah.
Flush toilets and everything.
Flush toilets. Showers?
Showers.
Yep.
Just don't bring your cell phone.
Well, it's not going to do you any good unless, you know, everybody's got a camera phone now. So we get less and less big cameras and more camera phones.
So bring your phone to take pictures, but forget about the phone calls. Just come here, relax, and, you know, drink some wine, like the one we're drinking, which is...
The Loyal Companion.
There you go. We're at Safari West, and it's in Sonoma County, just between Calistoga and Santa Rosa, in one of the most beautiful, idyllic settings that you could possibly imagine. 700 animals. How many tent camps again?
We have 31 of the tent cabins.
Tent cabins, yeah. 31 of those. And I can't think of a better way to enjoy wine country than to do that. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump down to the Sonoma side or the Napa side. So there you have it.
Beautiful.
We'll be back with more Grape Encounters after this.
This is Grape Encounters Radio. Find out what David is up to. Visit us at GrapeEncounters.com.
Whether it's a birthday gift, anniversary gift, or a housewarming gift, a lot of people love to give wine, but are often torn about what wine to give. So I have an alternative suggestion. And on the line is Tom Silberkleit, who created that suggestion. Tom?
Hey, David, I wanted to let you know that people are calling me to ask if we would send them an autographed copy of one of our books, The California Directory of Fine Wineries.
That's totally cool, but an autographed copy takes a little bit of time. If somebody doesn't have the time to wait for that, what else can they do?
So I highly suggest Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or independent bookstores. That's the best way to get these books.
But if they want an autographed copy, how do they do that?
You know, I'll be happy to do it. They can contact me via my website, CaliforniaFineWineries.com, and we will personally autograph a copy to whoever the folks would like.
It's the greatest photographic tribute to California's finest wineries, the California Directory of Fine Wineries. The St. Mark's in the Valley Cellar Classic is an auction of rare and fine wines like no other, and it's going to take place on Saturday, July 28th from 4 to 7 p.m. in beautiful Los Olivos, California. Wine journalist and renowned travel writer Gabe Saglier has named the St. Mark Cellar Classic one of the top 10 not-to-miss wine events and noted that previous events gave the fancy Napa auction a real run for its money. This is a very rare opportunity to own a 100-point 1947 Cheval Blanc, the one-of-a-kind 18-liter San Ynez Valley Rhone blend, a 1961 Latour, or even a 2009 etched magnum of the highly coveted Roussac Catalina Island Zinfandel. The St. Mark's Classic, Saturday, July 28th, will be an unforgettable summer evening in Los Olivos that you shouldn't miss. To make your reservations, click on the St. Mark's Cellar Classic link at GrapeEncounters.com or email steve@clopepe.com. That's steve@clospepe.com.
And we are back with Grape Encounters Radio, where today we're going to ask the burning question, why do people save their corks? It's one of these things that I have never sought psychological help over, but I know there is an addiction that I'm suffering from when it comes to wine corks, because I've kept every wine cork I've ever taken out of a bottle, except for certain bottles that I shouldn't have been drinking, because it would be embarrassing for people to find out. Two of my favorite people here, I have the gadget guru, Matt Dubow, who actually is the reason why even more people save their corks now. Because his company, EpicStyle.com, is the creator of the wildly popular cork cages. And then another person who suffers from the same addiction as me, Chef Shelley Maddox.
Hi,
Dave. You've never thrown a cork away.
Never. except for the wine that I shouldn't be drinking.
Like I was just saying, huh?
Yes.
The only time I end up with those wines is because it's like maybe I'll be traveling and you can't find any place that's got good wine and you want to get a bottle of wine and it's something yucky. Matt, but you don't care, right?
I've known to have a two-buck chuck here and there when someone served it. Again, I think it's about the experience and the company.
Do you take if you go to a friend's house and they serve you cheap wine, do you then take them out of your address book when you come back?
Again, it's about the experience and who you're spending time with, and that's what it's about for me.
That's like saying the stomach flu is about the experience. No, it's not about that. You learn about your friends, and yikes. First of all, Matt, why would anybody serve you cheap wine knowing you are the king of wine-related products? I mean, you would think that they would try to impress you.
But maybe they're just getting into wine themselves, so they don't know what to serve. So you have to give them a nod saying, hey, you know, I know you're really not into wine, but I appreciate the effort.
Wow, he's a nice guy, huh, Shelley?
He is.
Would you do that?
I do.
Well, you agree with him, but that doesn't mean you do it.
No, I don't do it.
So what do you think of the cork cages, Shelley? You don't have one.
I am loving the cork cages because, I mean, this is what I do. I save my corks, and what a unique way to display them.
Which one do you like the best of these?
I'm thinking I like the boot. I saw the boot one.
The big sexy boot.
Yes.
The boot's real sexy. Actually, it has a ribbon on the back and it comes with a pink one already on it, but it comes with, I think, four other color ribbons so you can exchange.
You are so proud of this part. You are.
So there's a burgundy and I think a white and a hunter green, I believe. So you can change essentially the lace.
I love it.
Come on, David.
I don't even have a comment. I don't even know what to say about, you know, no guys buying that.
What? Hey, if they want to, more power to them. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to make people's life more enjoyable.
Shelley, sure. Will your life be better now that you have a cork cage?
I think it might.
Wait, I assumed you were getting a cork cage. You'll give her a cork cage, won't you, Matt?
Of course.
Okay, all right.
Of course.
How many corks do you have, Shelley?
Thousands, I'm ashamed to say.
And where are they stored?
I actually put mine in very, very tall glass vases, or they're floor vases.
You recently, you know, you moved from California to Texas, and with any luck, you'll move back to California, and you moved those corks with you.
I did.
Let me ask you a question. In the part of Texas where you're living, there's some very popular rafting areas.
Yes.
Do you know where I'm going with this, guys? Matt?
I've heard stories.
No, here's my idea, Matt. It's just an idea.
Okay.
What about a kit? Because you have like those, they're like trivets, right? Where you can stick all the corks in there to make a trivet?
Yes.
Why not make a raft kit?
Since you came up with the idea, I will let you run with it.
I think you should.
doesn't like the idea. What a great idea for a movie, by the way. It's kind of a takeoff of the Noah's Ark story. Except there's a guy, he's a compulsive wine drinker and cork collector. And then all of a sudden, there is the voice of God, you know, comes to him. Do you like that idea? In fact, I know we could even have a sound effect for it. Okay, the guy's sitting there; he's outside. There's a mountain of corks in his backyard. You guys seeing the picture?
I'm seeing it.
It's the end of days, and all of a sudden he's sitting there, and
thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
And it's the voice of God, and he says, Matthew. Matt Dubow, I want you to build an ark. And then you say, well, Lord, I'm sorry, I only build cork cages and things like that. And then the Lord says, Matthew, I want you to build an ark from cork because it really floats well and you've got lots of them. You like where this is, Shelley?
I'm still listening.
Why don't you ever like my ideas, Matt? I swear.
No, it's an excellent idea.
Did you like the sound effect at least?
I did.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
I think that was the best part of it.
You think that was the best part of it?
No, but the idea is great. I'm sure somebody will do it.
Yeah, and that's what's exactly going to happen too, is somebody is going to do it and then I'm going to miss out on it. And that's what bugs me.
Well, get on it.
All right. So, Shelley, cork cages, two thumbs up on that?
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you think you never even have seen them?
No, this is the first.
That seems utterly impossible that you haven't seen them. Huh, Matt?
I agree, because they're all over the place.
Well, you know, apparently not down in Texas. But what I like about these is if you give it as a gift, you can actually make it two gifts in one, because you can... you could put a bottle of wine in them, can't you?
Yes, in many of the styles, you can actually put a bottle of wine in them and give them as a give
I
it as a
gift. I love that idea.
Okay, well,
make sure you do
she's,
that.
She's well, I do, and I just make sure though that if you give a bottle of wine, that it's at least as nice as the cork cage.
I agree on that,
because otherwise, it's just filling up space, and somebody's going to say, "Oh, beautiful cork cage! Take the wine bottle out and throw it away."
Correct.
All right. Nice to have Matt Dubow here, the gadget guru. We're just running around with you, Matt.
Thank you.
You really don't like the movie idea.
No, I think it's excellent.
All right. Thank you. And Shelley Maddox, Chef Shelley Maddox. And I say we all leave here after the show and you cook for us.
I think that's a great idea.
We'll trade for a cork cage. Can I trade your cork cages for food, Matt?
Of course you can.
All right. All right. You will find these items and more at epicstyle.com with our gadget guru, Matt Dubow of epicstyle.com.
Wine is like the opera. You can enjoy it even if you don't understand it. Grape Encounters Radio. We're happy to explain anything you don't understand in plain English.
Can't get enough Grape Encounters Radio? Why don't you visit us online, grapeencounters.com. Podcasts, past shows, epicstyle.com. Everything you need to know about wine and more is at grapeencounters.com. While you log on, David Wilson will have another glass of wine.